Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, this is Fantastic Fridays, the day that we are going to shout out your business. So call in the number 347-945-7991 and shout out your business today on Friday. You never know who may be listening. Also, Blog Talk Radio is special because it leaves a wonderful, wonderful record of the calls in the archives. And days later, weeks later, months later, even a whole year later, people can still go and learn of your business. There may come a time when a person is just sitting back searching for something positive and motivating and inspiring to listen to. They'll tune into the show, and you'll be right there. So it is a wonderful day. Oh, it's been an awesome week, and I hope that you have had an awesome week, too. Welcome to you, Mr. Paul. Good evening, good evening, good evening. All the way in Japan. Oh, I can't. I'm looking forward to coming to Japan, just so that you all know. Also, to those of you who are listening via the archives, welcome and thank you for tuning into the show. Hello to my good friend out there in California, Miss Gloria. Thank you for tuning into the show on a very, very regular basis. Also to Miss Hope in Cincinnati, Ohio, and many others around the world. Miss Sharonda down in Florida, good morning to you. Now we have next week. This week was just awesome, just over the top, just great, great lessons, discussions all week long, all week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and here we are today. It's Friday. We have an awesome weekend lined up ahead of us. Tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning, I'll be headed to the junior college in Newark, New Jersey, to take a desktop publishing class that is offered free to adjunct professors and all faculty and adjunct faculty. So I will be there learning some more tools so I can present wonderful flyers and advertisements for people like yourself and for those, so I can share information with you about some of the wonderful upcoming topics and sessions that we will be doing. Also, then shortly after that, I'll be shooting out to a little small business expo where there's going to be about 8 or 9 of us vendors showcasing products and services to help you live better, to help you look better, and to help you, you know, feel a whole lot better. Products to help you get your health in order. You know, what's the sense of living long? What's the sense of having a lot of money if you're not going to feel good about it, if you're not going to live healthy? So we're going to have people there to help you with that. And, you know, hey, especially we ladies and the men, you know, we got to be looking fly. We got to look great at all times because there's something about feeling good that's attached to looking good. When people look good, they feel good and vice versa. Now, we already understand this is not every single person, but there is a correlation there and it does help. So there are going to be people there to help you feel good. And there are going to be people there to help you live good, tell you how to get your finances on track, show you how to get out of debt, show you how to start building that financial portfolio. There are going to be people there who will help you with your career choices, help you with educational choices. So it's just going to be a wonderful small business expo right here in wonderful, wonderful New Jersey. Also, after that, I have one last engagement, and that will be at a Christian bookstore in Hillside, New Jersey. They're having the Booksellers Association all over the United States. Tomorrow is their Celebrate Your Christian Writers and Authors Day, and that's going to take place in most Christian bookstores around the country. So I will be at one that's here in New Jersey because my books are sold there. And so some of us authors are going to go there, you know, just to network and meet and chat and with any customers that come into the store that day. So that's what's going to happen tomorrow on Saturday. So Saturday we have a full day, and Sunday is going to be awesome. We're going to travel down to Philadelphia for an event at one of the local churches down there. That's going to be great. So it's just going to be an awesome, awesome weekend. And then on Monday, you're going to meet me right back here on Monday morning, starting out another powerful, powerful week. And that is going to include people like Dr. Tanya Blount to help me start the week out. We have Ms. Tanya Blount. She is going to be our very, very special guest. Here's a woman who is an author. She's also a preacher. She plays the harp. So she is a musician for years. She plays the harp. She's also very involved and much an advocate for domestic violence. Now, this is Domestic Violence Month. It's being celebrated as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Put it into domestic violence. In other words, don't go out and commit it. And she's going to come on and talk about the work that she's doing. She's going to talk a little bit about some of the projects that she's working on. But she's also going to make a plea that we should make it our business to be aware about the signs and what it can do to a life and therefore be able to help others. So she's going to be on in the morning on the call. And we look forward to having her, and we can't wait. So that'll be 7 a.m. on Monday, Dr. Tanya Blount. Wonderful, wonderful, awesome woman. Oh, and she's also the editor of a great magazine, a magazine that's been out for several years now, and it's fast and up and coming, and it's a dynamic, powerful magazine called Having Church for Women. Powerful, powerful, powerful. So she's going to be on Monday. And we have some other amazing people coming onto the show next week. We also have Mr. Versi Walker. He will be right here on Wednesday with another powerful message. I believe we have people coming from the Got Motivation Then Speak Tour. We have Miss Adele Foster, or Mr. Howard Scott. Mr. Howard Scott has made millions of dollars, and he's going to be on hand to share with you how he did it and what you can do to get yourself ready. You know, they say, I heard Dr. Kimbrough, Dennis Kimbrough, say this. He's the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And he said in his book that the mind, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. And yes, you may say, well, I heard that title before, but not by that author. That's correct. Think and Grow Rich was originally written by Napoleon Hill. But Napoleon Hill, after he had passed away, Dr. Kimbrough negotiated and aligned himself with the family and was able to, and was commissioned to write Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, because that's something that Dr. Kimbrough was interested in. And so just wonderful, wonderful things are going to be happening next week. So you want to stay tuned all week. So again, I want to welcome you to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, we are glad that you decided to tune into the Coach Lalisa Show. We want to say welcome to our wonderful friend in Maryland. And as a matter of fact, like I said, this is Shout 'Em Out Fridays. I definitely want to take a couple of calls shortly. If you have anything that you would like to share with us, your business, I want to say congratulations to Ms. Kiva Lemay on her Women of Destiny meeting yesterday. She had this very, very special guest, the Red Cross, and that happened in Nashville, Tennessee. And that was on yesterday evening. So I know it was an absolute huge success. So I want to just welcome her and say good morning to Ms. Kiva. Now for the business shout-outs. I want to start off with reading an announcement of an event that's taking place this evening at 7:30. It is the International Women's Conference. The president of the conference is Dr. Stephanie Arrington, and the founder is Reverend Dr. Aline Gilmore. It is their 22nd annual national conference. They are featuring the William Patterson University Choir, where the professor, Michael Butler, is the director. If you need more information, you can contact Sister Betty Horton at 973-534-1053. That's 973-534-1053. Well, it will be happening tonight at 7:30, and tomorrow, they have a full day tomorrow, Saturday, and they would love for you to attend that event. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The conference theme is Amplifying Your Destiny, Power, Purpose, Productivity, and Prosperity. The conference has dynamic ministers of gospel. They're going to have Pastor Yvonne Butler. She was there, I believe, on yesterday. Also Friday, they're going to have Reverend Betty Horn. They're going to have Evangelist Molly Williams and Reverend Vanessa Everett and Reverend Regina Williams and Evangelist Beverly Allen. All of them will be there tonight. Don't miss it, 7:30. Also tonight, as a worship speaker, they have the Reverend Dr. Odessa McNeil. I've heard her. Awesome, dynamic woman who travels all over the world. She has a powerful ministry. You don't want to miss that tonight, 7:30. Also on Saturday, the Reverend Teresa Mann's awesome woman of God. She will be there tomorrow. And you definitely don't want to miss their banquet speaker tomorrow, Pastor Sharon Dean. Awesome, powerful, powerful preacher, singer, author. Also, they have Minister Sean Patterson. So tomorrow and tonight, you don't want to miss either one. You want to be there tonight, tomorrow. Contact Sister Betty Horton. This is going to be a powerful event. And yes, but I have all those events tomorrow. But let me tell you, tonight, Friday night, might find me at this event. See, that's going to be a powerful event. Definitely, definitely, you don't want to miss that. Also, if you want to shout out your business, please do call in. Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, so Kiva had a wonderful time yesterday. Also, we have other friends who also had a great event. We had down in Philadelphia at Temple University, the Philly chapter is called EUSA, Entrepreneurs USA, the Philadelphia chapter. They had their event last night, and they hold it at Temple University, and their topic yesterday was the Blueprint for Success. And that was also a very powerful event, and we'll tell you more about some of their events as we go forward and as we move on into the month. Well, October, we're pushing on, and we're pushing fast, y'all. Before you know it, we'll be to the awesome, really launch into the time period of holidays. So we're going to bring on someone that's going to talk about, you know, how to get ourselves ready for this holiday season. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up. We have Christmas, New Year's. And for some of us, we can't wait. It's just a wonderful time to celebrate with family and friends and loved ones and even sometimes strangers. I remember that my husband and I, we used to do this thing where for Thanksgiving dinner, we used to have Thanksgiving dinner at our home. And even when his parents were alive and we would share Thanksgiving dinner with them at their home, we had the habit of inviting, you know, strangers. Like we would go shopping at ShopRite and we would meet someone, begin a conversation, and we would learn that this person, you know, really didn't have family or friends that they were going to spend Thanksgiving with. And we would invite them to our home. Well, one day we did that and we met this man, and Mr. Dozier, I'll never forget him. And the man had to be in his 70s. His wife had passed away. Him and his wife had been married 40-something years, and he really didn't have any children. And so we met the man, and we invited him to our home, and we would go pick him up. He wasn't able to drive. This man must have spent, oh, about a good 7 years' worth of Thanksgiving dinners with us. He became part of the family. Everyone enjoyed him. Oh, he was just a jewel. And then he had to move up north, upstate, on the East Coast there. His family members that needed to take care of him as he began to get more elderly and couldn't, because he was living by himself. So it was just wonderful. And we kept in touch for a while. I wonder if he's still alive and on Facebook. And that's the one thing I love about Facebook. You can connect with people that you never thought you'd ever see again just by knowing their name. And he moved up there, and we did go. We kept in touch somehow by phone for a while. And he invited Drew and I up, and Drew and I went up and spent time with him. It was such a blessing. So, but for some people, this time of year is a very sad time of year because certain loved ones are no longer with them, and certain loved ones that they were very attached to that are no longer here. And for some people, this is a time of sorrow, and it's a holiday period, great, great time of sorrow. So, you know, everybody's not in the up and happy beat mood. So we want to do all we can to help people in that state. You know, I do have to confess that, you know, for some people, this is going to be a very sad time for them. Yesterday, last night, I was at the funeral of a young man, 19, had just turned 19, and he took his own life. He was had graduated high school last year, was, you know, a sports player, football player, was, you know, a champion for the team. I mean, the place, there were over 500 people there, over 500. I think it was just at the wake. It's not even the funeral, just the wake. And so many young people, well, of course, the whole town were here, recently graduated high school, and he was in his first year in college. And so many of his college people were there because the college is right there, local in Delaware. Just very, very, very sad that this young man felt, you know, he couldn't handle his problem, or he didn't want to. Maybe he could, but didn't want to. But very, very, very nice-looking young man, appeared to be very strong with his background, being in sports and what have you. So, you know, now for that family, now every time the holidays come, you know, they have that memory. So that's what we're talking about. So we want to be able to help people with that. Like I said, Monday we have Dr. Blau coming. And, you know, so, you know, for those of you who, you know, have very, you know, if you have friends who you know are suffering because of a loss during the holidays, please when you get the announcement of the day we're going to have the expert come in to talk about how they can relieve their stress and their discomfort, please ask them to tune into the show. If they can't tune in live, they can always go back and listen to the archives. You know, right here on the Coastal Elisa Show, we are a personal and professional development show. And so we're here to help you live better, to help you live happier, to live a fulfilled life. You know, that's why we try to share with you tools and books, CDs, even movies for that matter, that can help you overcome any setbacks, that can help you transition from a state of not knowing what you want to do, not being happy, not feeling totally fulfilled, to a place where you can feel fulfilled, so you can be all that you were created to be, so that you can have and do all that God created you to do and to have and to be. Now, I had said on Facebook yesterday, some of you who are on my Facebook page, you might remember this comment. I said, sometimes God will allow you to become uncomfortable so that he can comfort you. You see, sometimes when we're uncomfortable, it's the worst thing in the world for us, or so we think. But at the same time, that's an opportunity to be comforted by the Master. I mean, really, let's face it, the only person that can really comfort us totally inside and out. All right, looks like we have someone willing to share their business. Thank you for calling area code 609. You're on the air. Tell us your business and a little bit about it.
Good morning, Coach Melissa. This is Pastor Ralph Terrell. How are you this morning?
I am absolutely wonderful and excited to hear you on the line this morning. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling to shout out my business. I have a tax preparation business, and it is called Terrell Tax, and we do taxes. We prepare taxes for individuals and small businesses, and we specialize in getting the highest possible refund for all of our customers. So I just wanted to call you up. I saw your invitation to call and shout out my business, so I just wanted to do that this morning.
And can you give us a contact number or contact information so people can get in touch with you?
I sure can. You can find us on the World Wide Web at TerrellTax.com, and you can reach us via telephone at 609-369-6843.
Awesome. So that's Terrell Tax. You do taxes for small businesses and individuals?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And I definitely had thought about it if I didn't already reach out to you, because I actually want to have you come on the show and to give information about the importance of tax accounting and why people should be able to account for their business tax on the show. So I definitely want to set that up as
yes.
soon as you're able to, you know, come on the show.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd be more than happy to come.
No, definitely, because, you know, we do have a lot of small business owners and business owners who tune into the show on a regular basis. So I want to give notice so people can come prepared. And we know that this is a great time of year to be making sure that people are getting their things in order. So, and again, I think a lot of people could be missing out on adding profits to their business because they're not sure in what things to write off with their businesses.
Right, and this is definitely the time of year to prepare because, as you know, January starts tax season, and that's the time when we will be filing. So we want to be prepared. So they say that when you know better, you do better.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. And we're going to take another call. But we thank you, and we wish you all the success in the world. But I'm so glad to see that you're in that business, because as an entrepreneur and as a person who tries to help small businesses and encourage and even encouraging people to go into small business, that's a huge missing link sometimes, is that people are not properly doing their taxes. So we can't wait to hear from you. But we're going to connect with you on your website.
All right.
Terrell Taxes, TerrellTax.com. So,
yep.
Yeah, so good luck, and we thank you again.
Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you heard that right here on the Coach Releasa Show. You can get your taxes done. We're going to get, Mr. Ralph Terrell. Awesome, awesome. He is going to come and tell us what taxes we should be looking out for. He's going to tell us how we should be keeping our taxes, and that is going to be a huge, huge help. And so, thank you. Ms. Kiva, yes, I was very sorry to hear that, Kiva. That was really just getting back for a moment to that situation with the 19-year-old. It was actually one of my saddest funerals that I've ever attended in my life because it was just very sad for me to experience that, and because I didn't know his parents at all. But I'm very good friends, very personal friends with the boy's aunt and uncle. And that really, really shook me, especially when we look at the state of the African-American men, youth, who are, I work in a halfway house, so I see a lot of 18 and 19-year-olds, just like this young man. I see them locked up, but yet they have their life, you know. And then I see some that are, on the corners, they get shot down. One semester, my student was in class ready to take a test. The next thing I know, I don't see him until I see him in a wheelchair because he was gunned down on his way home from school, shot in the back and paralyzed. Next time I saw him, he was in a wheelchair. It's one semester, So I've seen that kind of thing, but this was my first time seeing a 19-year-old African-American person who had actually committed suicide, and that really took me for a loop. Didn't quite know how to handle that one. But, so what I left there with is, and actually even before this happened, I knew that our young people, because of what I see in the jail and what I see out on the streets, I know that our young kids are in a crisis, a serious crisis. And because of the other ones that I do, young people I know, that there's some serious, serious issues going on with them. And if, we don't address it, it's only going to get worse. So that was very sad. But nonetheless, good morning, Mr. Jay. And I know Mr. Jay Early has been dealing with the topic of the state of the African-American males and community on his radio show as well. All right. So, Mr. Paul, you didn't know that I worked in a halfway house. Well, you see, I went there, and thank you for saying, I'm helping, because some people, they take the job because they have a job, and they have a degree in social work, and they see a job opening. Of course, they want to help people, absolutely, just like teachers. But I actually went to the place just to volunteer, to actually help to motivate the women and to teach them how to transition their lives from a life of crime to a life where they're not committing crimes and yet being very productive and adding to society as opposed to taking away. And I went there as a volunteer just to speak to them and do pretty much what I'm doing right here. And I did that for 3 months, and one day I was leaving out of the building. The director of the women's program stopped me and asked me if I would come and actually handle a caseload and be what they call in that field a case manager. And I thought, okay, lady, I have a business degree. I, am into training and motivation. speaking, I'm not a case manager. I don't have a degree in sociology or social work or any of that. And she said, oh, don't worry. You know, you'll be fine. The women, they like you. That's what she said to me. These were her words. They like you, and you have what they need. And she said, because the main thing they need, and this is what she said to me, she said, the main thing they need is self-esteem. They need their self-esteem lifted. And so if you can help with that, she really said, trust me, you will have helped them 90% of the way. So I trusted her because she was a director. She had been in that field for a while. She had a master's degree in social work. So I trusted her. I believed her. And so I took the position of a case manager, per diem case manager. And I did that for 3 years. And one day, and I worked with the women as their case manager, helping them plot their lives out, still running groups and life skills and all of that. And one day, there was a training position opened up to train staff. And I said, well, you know, I'll put in for that since that's more in line of what is in my heart to do. And I'm still here helping in a way because now I can encourage and motivate staff to really help these women transition and not just come to work every day to get a paycheck. And that's what happened. So that was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago that I did that. Well, that's my story of why I work in the halfway house and why I'm still there actually working full time. So yes, 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 it's wonderful there because I get to see grown men in their 40s and 50s who have been in and out of the prison system. And one day, about 2 years ago, as a matter of fact, just the day before we all went to the polls, or most of us went to the polls and voted for our new president, the day before, an article came out in the Star Ledger about my past and how I had transitioned from jail and the streets and poverty and what have you to where I am today, author, speaker, professor, and working at Kintok, helping others, right? And so the article came out in the Star Ledger. It wasn't on the front page, but it was on the front page of one particular section, so it was hard to miss if you read the paper that day. And so some of the residents in the halfway house read the paper, and they were excited to learn, because I did mention that I worked at Kintok. They were, like, overwhelmed and to read the story, so they actually posted on the wall there in their break area. And many of them stopped me, not as much anymore. It's 2 years since the article was up and somebody may have taken it. But there was a time when grown men, big burly men, I'm talking about Crips and Bloods and all other mafias and what have you, because, you know, every gang is almost in there. And they would stop me in the hallway and say, you're that lady in the article. And I said, yes, that's me. And they said, wow, you know, you're motivating. You motivated me, you know. And I said, oh, really? In what way? You know, because I wanted them to really know what they were talking about. And they said, you know, I'm going to change my life. That these were guys, I'm not talking about the little 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds who may not have been, you know, out there that long. But these were guys that had been in and out of jail for years and had been living that lifestyle for years and years of hustling and criminal activity. And for me, that really keeps me there, you know, knowing that I'm a person like that. I could expect the women to say that, not a problem. But when the grown men were saying that, that really let me know that they can be reached. So for all of the people out there who have washed them off and think that they're unreachable, I beg to differ. They are reachable. But I do believe you have to reach them with the right message. And I don't know if it has to, not say it is a particular person the message has to come from. But I believe if there was a study done, I believe there is some proof that a person who had been where they are and who has now achieved greatness, I think that person could make an impact on them. Not just a person who has been where they are and just made it out of the prison system but still hasn't really achieved much, I'm not talking about that person, but they really, if you want them to turn their lives around and do something different, you're going to have to show them, I think, what difference looks like, you see. And anyway, so that's just my little personal theory. I don't know if it'll work or not, but yes, Mr. J. Early, yeah, he says, yeah, okay, just a little sad when I found out about the school to the prison pipeline and how it affects our young boys in America. Well, you know, the one thing I have to say about that, Mr. J, because there's a man out there, there's a doctor, I had him on my radio show when I was on Harvest Radio on the FM dial. This man goes, I can't think of his name, it's not coming to me, but he goes all around the world. He's been on Good Morning America and every other national television and media. Doctor, he studies this, what you're talking about, and he has a lot of information about it. And I could call him up. I could call him up and get him on the show next week if I wanted to. That's the relationship that we have built because of a woman that is in the school system that know him. But Dr. Farrell, you can look him up, Dr. Farrell, F-E-R-R-E-L-L. Awesome, awesome man. I can't think of his first name right now. But Dr. Farrell, this is his study. This is what he did his research on. He is awesome. And he said, and he talks about that pipeline and how, you know, they build jails based on third grade reading scores and all of that good stuff. So he is excellent. But one of the things I know about a pipeline and a trap, and my pastor talks about it all the time, and please, if you got a business to shout out, call in. I'm not going to look over you. But here's the thing. You got a pipeline built for that. And my pastor always says, be careful about building a trap for others because you will eventually go in it. And we know that's what happened to Haman when he tried to build a place to hang Queen Esther's uncle, Mordecai. And Haman ended up getting hung by the same gallows that he tried to hang, that he built for Mordecai. And so be careful, be careful, be careful. But here's the thing. We have to build. We, you and me, Coach J, you and me, Kiva, you and me, Hope, Percy, you and me, Paul, you and me, all of us, you and me, those of you who are listening and I don't know your name, you and me, Gloria, all of us, me and my husband, Drew, every last one of us who care, we have to build a school to college pipeline. Okay? The power, one thing I learned, okay, you're not going to stop Satan, but you can overcome him. He won't do what he's doing because that's what he's been paid to do, but he's been loose to do it. You would think he's getting a salary for what he's doing. But nonetheless, but here's what we can do. We can build a pipeline. Now, they're not going to put our pipeline on the news. Just know that. We build our pipeline to get them from school to college, and we can call it that. Trust me, you won't find yourself on NBC News with that, or the ABC, or CBS, or CNN, or MSNBC, or none of them, because that's not, and I don't know, but this is what I was told by a chief editor for a major newspaper some years ago, told me, because I said to her, at that point, I was the associate director for the College Bound program, which is essentially a school to the college pipeline. It's around the country. As a matter of fact, there was a congressman upstate in Boston area. I can't think, but his daughter is here, Bonnie, I think her last name is Watson. She's here with the New Jersey State Senator Congress. And she, her father actually designed this college-bound program. And it was, you know, so they put money, they get federal, state money, not federal. It's not like upward bound, which is the same kind of a program from the federal government side. But that's what it does. It goes into your inner cities. It takes students that are at risk and it brings them into a program where they, after school, they come to a local college. Typically, the programs are ran out of a college, like Rutgers, NJIT, Rowan University, Ramapo, and I'm just speaking of the New Jersey colleges, William Patterson, all the colleges. And we had the College Bound at Essex and Upper Bound as well. And these programs are there, and they're free. Students don't pay a dime. Inner city, you can be, parents don't have to have any money. All you have to be is in that school and say, but it's all voluntary. They do not make you come. And I've told my story before. There were times when we had a hard time just to recruit 50 students who wanted to be put in the pipeline of going to college. So what that says is that we have to change their attitude. Anyway, that could be a whole long story, and we only have about 15 minutes left to the show. And we want to make sure you get a chance to shout out your business. Shout out your business today, right here on the Coach LaLisa Show. Now, while we're shouting out businesses, I guess I could shout out my business, huh? Well, okay, until someone calls in, I will shout out my business. I will give you the website. I do training, coaching, motivational speaking, author. I do events, conferences, retreats. Go to the website and you can find out everything you might want to know. And you may find out a few things you might not want to know, but you can certainly go to the website. It is myname.com. So it's LILISAJWILLIAMS.com. And I have flyers there letting you know about the training. I do public speaking training people how to become a public speaker. As you know, we have a public speaking event coming up called Got Motivation Then Speak at Rutgers University, November the 13th. It's going to be a great event. I look forward to many of you who can attend that event. If you would come out to that event, you will be able to meet Mr. Howard Scott, who has made millions of dollars. He is going to be there. Miss Adele Foster, who is the person who's putting the event on, she will definitely be there. Miss Demetria is also one of the speakers. Please register. It's a very, very low fee of $20. It's all day from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4:30. You will be able to network with many people to share your business with. You can bet anyone coming to this event is a person who is into networking. They would love to meet you and hear about your business. If you want to shout out your business, we still have a few minutes left. And, yes, I can certainly do that. Let me go and announce that. Let me go to your profile so I'll know exactly what to shout out. And if you're in the chat room and you can't call in and you want me to shout out your business or your website, just type it in there and I will absolutely do that. Now I'm going to shout out the show that Mr. Jay Early has on, which is the Millionaires in Action. All right. Millionaires, get in action right here on blogtalkradio.com/millionaire, MILLION. AIRES Millionaires, NIN Action, ACTION. And you can catch his show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm waiting for the page to load. And as soon as it does, awesome. Okay, so I wanted to shout that out for Mr. Jay Early. Wonderful, wonderful. But yes, so from schools to college. It is happening. It is happening. You can do it. You can start a chapter right there in your hometown, in your home state, and you can work just as hard as the people who have the pipeline from school to the prisons. As a matter of fact, I believe we should be working harder. And here's the other thing. I don't know how this happens. But let it be a warning because of what I experienced last night. Do not think that just because your child turns 19 or 18 and goes off to college, that they're grown now and that they can do it on their own. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how they beg, cry, and plead that I'm a grown woman or I'm a grown man and you don't tell me what to do, whatever. I'm in college now. No. The most successful college students that I've seen are the ones, whether they live at home or not, are the ones where the parent was still active in that child's life on a daily basis. The only difference is that you're going to, tweak your role. You may not do like you did when they lived at home and was in high school and grade school and, you kind of helped them pick out what they were going to wear and what you're going to eat for breakfast and help them make up the bed and all that stuff. But you're going to now switch roles and be more like a, what do they call it? Not a micro. You're certainly not going to micromanage, but you're going to be more of a team leader, and you're going to more so be right there making sure that they're okay and that they got everything they need, all right? You don't just think because you've packed them up and sent them to college, they graduated high school, they did well, they got awards, they gotten scholars, and say, oh, well, they're on their own, they can handle it. You know, my child is great and successful, they made it through high school, or they can handle college. Trust me, the average older adult can't handle college. What do you think an 18-year-old can handle in college? Mostly nothing. They can probably handle their homework, if that. Why do you think so many first-year college students, their grades are very low? When I was teaching at this one junior college, half my class would be students that first attempted a four-year school. They weren't able to make it. The parents didn't want to spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year for a child who's failing, and they pulled the child out of the school and put them in the local junior college where if they're failing, at least you've only wasted $1,000. Not really wasted, but you put out or you've invested $1,000 versus $10,000. Big difference. But I remember when I was recruited, I used to tell parents, I was recruited for the junior college, and I would beg parents, if you don't think your child is going to be studying day in and day out as opposed to partying, you need to keep them at the junior college for a year or two. Then send them off. And they, no, my kid wants to go to this school. I said, okay, fine. But every mother knows their child. My grandmother was adamant about that. Every mother knows their child, okay? And so, okay. And many, many parents learn the hard way that if your child does not know how to choose between going out and partying and getting drunk with their friends and high versus staying in the dorm room or the library and studying, you see, you got to keep up with that, okay? Because that's what they do at college. I was at Fairleigh Dickinson University, and believe me, I wasn't living on campus at all because I was a grown woman and living in my house. But because I'm a people person, I would talk to young people because I was concerned when they would come to class, just striving for a C. And I began to talk with, we were out partying, party over here, party over here, there and everywhere. So parents, make sure that you know more about the college than just when football game is and where the library and the athletic field. Make sure you understand what kind of parties happen at the college and how they pressure people to go. All right, we have a caller. We're going to take the call. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Tell us your name, your business, and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Coach Lisa. This is Jay Early, calling from Germany. It's
1:49
p.m. in the afternoon over here.
Awesome.
The reason I called in was because Blog Talk kicked me out of the chat room about 3 or 4 times, and I didn't get to finish the message that I sent you. All right. I had asked you about announcing the show, but what it was it's a special show because, my program normally comes on Tuesday nights. This Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're starting a series, the first of I don't know how many parts it's going to be, and it's called Who's Got Solutions for the Problems in Black America? Okay, and it's special, And we're trying to get to a situation where, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the problems, but no one ever talks about the solution. So I put together a panel of six this week, and we're hoping that it will continue on, and a lot of the hosts that are on Blog Talk, like yourself, who are working in that direction, will be able to participate. That was what I was trying to send you, and after being kicked out four times, I thought I'd call in. Hello?
Yeah, I'm glad you
I lost you again.
No. I'm glad you called in. That's great, wonderful. Okay, so tell them where they can tune in to take part of that show.
Okay, it's going to be on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be on mine, Millionaires in Action. So just after you type in blogtalkradio.com/millionaires in action, okay? And I'm like this, you know, tell anyone who cares to tune in. We have no idea as to where this is going to take us. I've been getting a lot of feedback for the last 2 weeks since I've been announcing this. And after, like I said, hearing what I heard about the pipeline, which I found out now has been going on since 2007, so I'm a little bit behind times, then it's time for anyone to call up with what they feel they might have a solution for any particular problem. There's more than one, so I can't announce them all. I'd be taking up the whole next 8 minutes, okay? And again, Coach, I want to thank you for getting up in the mornings like you do to empower us and to motivate us to make it through the week, because you're doing an awesome job.
Well, thank you, Coach Jay. And we are certainly going to continue to mention that, and definitely we're going to tune in and try to be a bigger part of that as we can. We can't help it. I'm in the pipeline already. So
I hear that.
I've been in the pipeline for a minute there on more fronts than I care to mention. But so that's wonderful, wonderful. Well, we thank you. We won't keep you on the line, but
all right.
We'll definitely thank you. Thank
I'm
you
still
for
in
listening.
Chat room.
We're gonna remember that. Awesome. I hope it doesn't kick you back out.
I pray.
Okay. All right. Welcome. Okay. Well, that was Mr. Jay Early talking about his show, Solving the Problems for Black America. Tune in, Blog Talk Radio. Okay, you can come back and listen to the archive and get all the information. That is, oh, my God, that's amazing. You know, like I said, I've been in the pipeline for a while. And, you know, and I know we say, you know, for those of you who care, but even if you don't care, you just might want to care. You might want to pique your caring curiosity. And I certainly want to thank all of you who are tuning in. And thank you, Coach Jay, for those awesome words of kindness. And Mr. Paul, he always adds something so powerful and funny sometimes. But Paul said that the singer Madonna said, "I was stupid until age 35. And then Paul says, "Well, I know I was also naive until about age 35. Paul, that's like the magic number, isn't it? It was around that 33 is when I started going back to school to get a college degree. It's right around the time I met my awesome husband and decided to marry him. It was the best decision I ever made in my life. And so it's something about that. And so you're right. Again, so, you know, parents, don't just walk off and leave your children because they're 18 or 19. Help them out a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you don't have to just, you know, I could say micromanage them. But please still know that they need direction. I think my sister did some research and discovered that a person doesn't have their full frontal lobe. That's that front part of your brain where decisions, where good decision-making comes from, okay? So that a person doesn't get that fully until after age 25, So, again, you can do more research on it. It's the full frontal lobe, that part of your brain where making decisions and good choices comes from. That's why sometimes, if you ever notice with youth in their 18, 19 age group and all that, 16, all that, you'll notice sometimes they're wonderful children, but they just make poor decisions. Well, there's nothing wrong with them. It's just that that part of their brain hasn't fully developed yet. That's why you're there as a parent to help them make decisions, okay? And if not you, then someone else. Okay. Yes, Jay. And she always has a special project every 3 years and reinvents herself. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to do some reinventing as well. But Donna danced her way to millions. I know she's quite smart. She was not the best singer, but she had a great attitude. And, you know, people always say that life is 10% of what happens to you. Okay. Somebody did you wrong. Somebody left you. Somebody rejected you. Somebody forgot to call your name. Somebody forgot to come by and say hello. Somebody forgot to stay with you. Somebody forgot this and this and that. And somebody did this and that to you. So they say life is 10% of what happens to you. But yet 90% of how we react to it. So how did I react to getting fired, laid off? How did I react to losing my home, losing a spouse? I looked at that woman last night, I'm going to tell you, I was blown off my rocker at the mother's reaction to this. She had, the place was over 500 people. We were in the Roses. It was a big, giant church. Tons of people, all races. This kid had white friends, black friends, Chinese friends. He had it all. This young man was that popular. And this mother stood up and spoke like, you know, oh, my God. She had us laughing. She talked about, you know, she had all his friends stand up, and over 100 kids, like personal friends, stood up, and she spoke directly to them. And she told them, don't you dare take your own life like my son did. She was not ashamed. She did not seem embarrassed. I was blown away. But I'm bringing that up to say her reaction to what had happened. Now, some people would have let that be 90% of their attitude, but not her. She established that night a call, a phone where you can call in if you have a hotline. She established a hotline that night. She announced it. She didn't announce the number, but she announced that she was going to bring it out. She announced some other things that she announced that her home would be open to any youth to come there and discuss any problems that they may not want to share with their parents. Because let's face it, parents, your kids love you. You spent a lot of money on them, but they're not telling you everything, so get over it. Just get over that. I so wish parents could get over that. And that's what she also, she told those young people, your parents spent a lot of money on you, and that's why. Respect your parents, and you need to. I mean, I was really, so she is really the epitome in, right now in my mind, of that statement, that life is 10% of what happens to you, but 90% of how you reacted. And the way she reacted was very powerfully establishing a hotline. Okay, one more caller. Oh, welcome. You're on the air. Shout out your business or make a comment. Area code 513, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. This is Hope Harper calling from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I want to give a shout out to all the coaches this morning. You know your names, Coach Jay, Coach Lalisa, Coach Early, Coach Percy Walker, Coach Kay. I just want to thank you all for everything that you're doing for us, especially those of us that are in new small businesses like myself. I am actually, I've been in business now 4 years. I have a full-service dry cleaning business, 8876 Colerain Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, where we do professional quality dry cleaning. Our job is to make sure you look good. Our phone number here is area code 513-245-2246, and we will pick up and deliver if you're ever in town and you're staying with relatives or at a hotel. Just give us a call, and we will make sure that your things are nice, clean, and crispy. That is our job. And I just want to thank you, coaches, for what you do as far as motivating us every day because today I will make a decision. Well, my decision is actually made, but today I will let the man know I am going to take another real estate property spot to open up custom pair cleaners too. So today we are getting ready to birth our second location, and we're very exciting, and I contribute a lot of that to listening to this show. I listen to it every day, and it's just allowed me to overcome lots of obstacles and to be positive and strong and confident in the work we do and the service we provide. Thank you.
Awesome, 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 awesome. You know, that's great news, and we're excited. And we thank you so much for calling in. We want you to tune back in next week, all week. We're going to make sure we bring more powerful topics to help empower you, small business owners. Wow. Okay. Wow. This is awesome. Wow. This is really great news. Well, that's all we have time. I know we're no longer streaming. I wanted to put that message in there. But also, there's also Mr. Paul. I know we don't often think of him as Coach Paul, but Mr. Paul, we can't forget our caller from Japan who's always calling in with positive, positive comments or affirmations and quotes. Isn't that right? Yes, Ms. Hope, would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I know you
absolutely
can't hardly talk.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
I love
hear
Mr.
You.
Paul, and I'm so excited I'm so excited he has joined you all with your comments and inspirational help. I'm excited about that. Yes.
And also, and you as well, and Ms. Kiva and everyone. So, well, we're
exactly
going to go off the air
exactly
now. That's all we have time for. We've already stopped streaming, but we are still being recorded. So hope much success. You know I'll be chatting with you later. Wonderful. Anything we can help you with, let us know. Any topics that you need us to discuss, just shoot us a text message or an email, and we'll do the research. We'll find the person, and we'll get them on. We'll bring it to you. We're here to help you, help your business. Thanks to all the callers on the switchboard. Stay tuned with us throughout the whole entire show and even a few minutes over. Don't forget the International Women's Conference that was mentioned earlier that's going to be happening at the, I don't think I ever said where it was going to be happening, but it's going to be happening in Florham Park at the hotel there. Somehow, why am I not seeing it on the actual flyer? I think it was blacked out on the flyer, but I gave you the phone number to call. It is in Florham Park, New Jersey, and it's at the hotel there, but you can call Ms. Betty Horton at 973-534-1053. You absolutely want to be there tonight and all day tomorrow. Don't miss it. And they're also doing something on Saturday, a forum for the youth. And it's free, free forum for the youth. So that will help those individuals who are trying to help the youth get a better life, live better, do better. So we thank you. Any questions later, you can always call me. You can always connect from Facebook. Have a wonderful, blessed, and glorious day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.